When Peppermint Creek Theater artistic director Chad Badgero started Lansing's Renegade Theater Festival in 2005, he says he wanted a place to bring together the theater community here in mid-Michigan. 10 years later, the festival has grown to a weekend-long event with dozens of performances all over Old Town. The event attracts playwrights and performers not just from Michigan, but from across the country as well. Yesterday, I talked with Chad and festival co-organizer Melissa Kaplan about how the festival's evolved in the past 10 years and what they have planned for this weekend. I started out by asking Melissa what it is that makes the festival Renegade.
Well, Renegade, because it's sort of rough and tumble. It makes use of spaces that aren't necessarily performance spaces. In fact, in Old Town and when it started in East Lansing, the spaces are storefronts, they're galleries, they may be vacant, they might be street corners. Maybe there's a stage, maybe there's not. Most of the time, it's just the space. It could be the back of a business. It could be a gallery where they move some of the displays out of the way. So it has a real Renegade feel, and participants generally don't do elaborate sets or costumes.
But the plays are a little rougher around the edges, too. Is it fair to say that?
Yeah, we kind of hope so. I think that's it's an opportunity for people to experiment, to do new things, to do things that they wouldn't, if they're a theater company, that they wouldn't normally have a chance to do during the regular season, take some risks, get something new on the stage, maybe do something completely off the wall.
Do you think that rough around the edges quality adds something to the experience for the audience?
I do. I'm always looking at spaces as a potential performance space and to see theater just about anywhere. And so I find it really exciting to be in an environment where you, on any other day, you're not going to see a play and or any type of performance. So I think it's cool.
Andy Callis, the head of LCC's theater program, has said is that theater and drama is everywhere in our life, everywhere. And I think that the sort of structure of Renegade is a little bit like that, that you we're kind of showing audiences that theater doesn't just happen in a very formal auditorium with the stage on one end and the seats on the other, that it can be in the back rooms, it can be in alleys, it can be on railroad tracks. And that's kind of an exciting sort of approach to a festival.
Any favorite productions over the past 10 years, Chad?
Oh man, that is always such a hard question. I think that there are moments that certainly stand out, and that's a little harder to define. It's more of a feeling. You know, I'm excited about, probably more than productions, I'm excited about the ways that theater companies have worked together to try to make their shows gel together. So I'm a show that ends at 8:55 and your show starts at 9, and we just have to make it work to switch our stage, switch our chairs. Those moments to see theater companies across the area coming together has probably been my favorite thing about the festival.
What about you, Melissa? Any favorite production?
Again, I think about the spaces that people have performed in. The first year that we were in Old Town, the balcony of the CISA Design Studios became a little stage, and people stood on the bridge and watched this play take place. That was so cool. That same year, there were, I think it was called Shakespeare Shorts, and this band of actors had a wagon filled with props, and the lead guy, Mark Gamazel, with a funny hat and a bell, and you know, kind of trumpeted through town, and they'd land somewhere and do a little play and move on. And those moments are really great.
One of the new additions to the festival, over at least one of the recent additions over the past few years, has been Renegade Now, which features all new original works. Tell us a little bit about that part of the festival, Chad.
Absolutely. Paige Dunkel came to us and was really passionate about having a place where independent playwrights and plays that had never been seen anywhere else before had a chance to be read and performed before an audience. And so she has been the driving force behind making Renegade Now successful and grow. It's exciting to see the number of submissions she's getting from across the state and across the country. To think that there are brand new plays being written locally and across the, you know, country that have never been seen before and are being performed or read out loud for the very first time at Renegade is really thrilling.
How many of the performances this weekend, Melissa, will be works by Michigan playwrights then?
Oh, I would say probably about half of those. Some of the Renegade Now shows are actually by playwrights from out of Michigan. We've got a couple from L.A. In fact, one of the plays is co-written by two writers who've worked together developing improv comedy groups in Chicago and L.A. One of the writers has won Emmys. He's a co-producer and writer on The Simpsons. He's written for The Tracy Ullman Show. So
and
that's pretty exciting.
His play read at The Renegade for the first time. That's
exactly,
tremendous.
Exactly. It's very exciting. That play, I believe that play is called Fortunes, and Michael McCallum is going to be directing that play.
Melissa Kaplan is an LCC Fine and Performing Arts Coordinator, and she is an organizer of the Renegade Theater Festival. Chad Badgerow also joins us. Chad's the Artistic Director at Peppermint Creek and one of the organizers of the festival. How else, Chad, have you seen the theater scene in mid-Michigan change over the past 10 years?
You know, I think I can't totally credit Renegade for this, but one thing I have certainly seen since starting Renegade 10 years ago is that theater companies have learned to work together better, to communicate better. I think we're learning, and I think this has come out of Renegade as well, that it helps all of us when we have a strong theater community and when we can see all of us as a theater community and market ourselves and talk about ourselves as a theater community as opposed to independent or disparate theater companies just spread out across the landscape. And so I think that's something that's really grown in our theater community over the last 10 years, and I think that has helped all of us.
How else do you encourage or support playwrights creating original work here in the Lansing area? How do you do that?
Well, a number of companies do produce new works. Ixion has also solicited new works on specific themes. Ixion Theater Company, I believe it was their first season this past year, they had a competition and had a series of plays that they produce on the theme of mothers.
Does the festival ever have a unified theme?
You know, it doesn't, and we've talked about that. The festival is, what is produced there is very organic in that it's very reflective of the groups and the artists that are presenting. We wonder, and we'll look back when this festival's over and say, were there any themes? Were there any common threads that everybody was kind of feeling? Mm-hmm. But we don't set out saying, this year the theme is going to be
about this.
Right.
The closest
anything
that we see to that is in Renegade Now. I know the last 2 years, Paige and Katie Doyle, who's also on that committee for Renegade Now, have chosen to have a portion of Renegade Now have a specific theme. And I believe this year it's
courage.
Yeah.
So they'll solicit plays specifically on that theme. Those plays are 10-minute or one-act plays, and this year there are 4 different plays on that theme, and they'll be all grouped together for a single viewing. But the rest of the festival, companies and independent artists may bring whatever they want.
Is there any kind of competitive process to get into it, though?
Nope, absolutely. And I'm so
just
glad you
deadline.
Asked that.
Yeah,
the deadline.
You just gotta hit the deadline.
Right. I mean, if 40 people came to us with shows, we would find 40 spaces. So
as crazy
there,
as that
I'm just
might
throwing
seem.
Down the gauntlet.
What else can you tell us about what you have lined up this year?
We have 2 music stages this year, which is really exciting. We've always had music since we've been in Old Town to kind of bridge the plays. So plays are at 7 and 9. We've got the music stage at the Turner Mini Park, corner of Turner and Grand River, with music at 6 and 8. This year we're adding a solo stage, which is going to be a little bit further north on Turner. Music will start a little earlier there, so it'll kind of be staggered. You know, the street's just going to be full of music, and it's all mid-Michigan artists. We've got Cajun, folk, blues. There's a coffee house, Steve Finley's Coffee House, that'll probably have a little bit of poetry reading. There's so many wonderful things about Renegade. It's just incredible. When I look at our schedule, I want us to spread it out so that I can see every single thing. But something that I really like that's happened is that we have a spoken word stage, and we have other artists who are doing maybe more, you might call it more performance art. So they're branching out from necessarily like a traditional one-act or a two-act play.
Right.
And that's kind of exciting.
Interesting. That yeah. is exciting. Anything you're particularly looking forward to this weekend, Jay?
Yeah, and this goes along with something new that we've had that's part of the festival this year. Is we've had a teen workshop that has been part of the festival for a number of years where teens can be involved in, they come in the morning on Saturday and they work all day on their own on creating a new piece that they perform at the end of the day. And that will be the case again this year. So teens that are interested interested can simply show up or sign up online. The information's on our website. But what I'm also excited about is the way that we've seen participants in that are now growing into the festival and filling that gap that we had, which used to be all very kids related and then adult material. And we have a teen coffee house, which is going to sort of be cabaret musically driven this year. What we're seeing a lot of those kids gaining a voice and in the creation of their own theater and now wanting to actually have their own place on the Renegade lineup. Hmm. So that'll be exciting this year.
When you imagine the Renegade Theater Festival another 10 years down the road, what do you see?
Yeah, as I said before, I'd love to see so many more participants, both from across our state and beyond that. And, you know, although the day talking about this right before the festival seems crazy, but I would love it to maybe last longer, whether that means the number of days of where it takes place, perhaps more across the whole city. So expanding and like really pushing our boundaries and expanding what we're offering is what I'd be excited about.
Not long after the festival, you're embarking on a real adventure. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, I feel selfish talking about that because I have this festival that I'm so thrilled about. But we're also, yeah, we're going to be traveling to Peru to climb Machu Picchu for a week.
So. Amazing.
Yeah, so I hope that I'll make it back safely for the year 11 of the Renegade.
You'll be inspired.
Yes, indeed.
Chad Badgerow and Melissa Kaplan are the co-organizers of the Renegade Theater Festival, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this weekend in Old Town. Chad, Melissa, thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.